Reason brief. Egypt's interim government has ordered the removal of the Muslim Brotherhood from the list of approved and non-governmental organizations. The move is part of a campaign against the Brotherhood and its supporters since former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the army in July. Morsi hails from the same movement. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hailed the Syrian government for what he called active and transparent cooperation with international chemical weapons inspectors. The team is in Syria to implement a UN resolution on dismantling the country's chemical arsenal by mid-2014. The Libyan government has summoned the US ambassador to seek explanation on the ban on headscarves in the civil service. Female civil servants are now allowed to wear the veil. But the ban remains in place for judges, prosecutors, police and military personnel. The move is part of a package of reforms by the government. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he will quit talks with the US over a mutual security pact if it does not serve his country's interests. This puts the deal at risk of collapse. It allows American forces to stay in Afghanistan beyond a 2014 withdrawal for foreign forces. Egypt's interim government has ordered the removal of the Muslim Brotherhood from the list of approved non-governmental organizations. The move is part of a campaign against the Brotherhood and its supporters since former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the army in July. Morsi hails from the same movement. Libya's Congress demands the U.S. return Abu Anas al-Libi, who was abducted by American special forces on Saturday. Prime Minister Ali Zeidan also says any Libyan citizen must be tried in their country. Abu Anas is accused of involvement in bombing American embassies in East Africa 15 years ago. Israeli troops have shot and wounded a Palestinian man in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army says the Palestinian, along with a number of others, was trying to cross a security fence into Israel. Last week, a Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip. The death toll from a migrant boat sinking tragedy in Italy has risen to 270. Divers have continued search operations off the Lampedusa island where the boat sank nearly a week ago. The boat was carrying about 500 migrants, mostly from Eritrea and Somalia, when it caught fire and sank.